Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz, and the title of the show is Better Late Than Never. But yeah, there's something going on. My it's really funny. My headset broke. So I'm having this makeshift head, it just dissolved. It just broke. And yesterday I spent 2 hours updating my business website, because I do it seasonally. So the last time I did it was summer, and I've been so busy that I wanted to post for fall. And after 2 hours, I pressed the save button. And I didn't understand why the message popped up, are you sure you want to do this? And I pressed the save button.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, sure.
No. Oh, no.
So I lost everything that I did. So I had to redo that last night. And it actually, and
oh
I could have, it's just going to be better than the, it's fine. Just walk away, step away from the computer, And now, this morning, where you had your laptop, there's no power?
Where my desktop computer is. Yeah, there's a whole side of my desktop is in the kitchen, basically.
Oh,
and there's
I
a whole
see.
Side, and I'm trying to find to see if there's a reset on one of the outlets, but it's not that. And I just, like, I don't have time to fiddle in
you
the...
You have time to go in the fuse box?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God. So, probably an easy fix, but I'm like, let me just, I hope it's an easy fix.
At what time was this, at like 8:25?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to be late for the show because that's literally the clock turned 8:30 as I was dialing in. Because I was running to the phone, you know how it's just like that last, you do all these things before the show and it's just that last second to be on time. And I'm like, oh
right.
No, I'm going to hear the theme music. And then your text came in. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, you know, and I'm also, I don't use my laptop as often. So it's like, Don't be cute and try to be, let's update everything now. No, let's
right.
not. Let's really not.
Just unplug it. Not today. Don't feel like plugging in nothing to anybody's system. I'm good.
Well,
drinks and dinner first before any system plug in.
Seriously.
Thank you very much. Really.
Yeah.
But lots of things like that. Yeah, and also miscommunication on, like, really – simple things, you know, like
mm-hmm.
even making very basic plans is going left with an event that I have to go to tomorrow. And the person that I'm going with, I'm like, I will never make plans with this third party. I will never make plans. Nope. That's it. Hashtag about to be over it. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it complicated. If I can't get there on my own, really don't make it complicated. If I have to depend on you, don't make it complicated. We could have figured this out. Yeah. Weird. And again, see, we can't always blame Mercury retrograde on stuff. Because this
right.
what just happened, you know, from 2 hours worth of content disappearing. You want to do this? Yes, I'd like to save. And that's what I pressed. Save. Save draft. I pressed save draft. You want to do that? Yes, I do.
Mm.
So we can't be blaming it on the Mercury. This stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like before,
yeah.
You know what it is? And I said this a long time ago, that Mercury retrograde is almost like how the weather patterns are changing, you know, with
mm-hmm.
global warming. Like the rules are changing now. Now we just can't think like that Mercury retrograde was kind of like a weather pattern. Now with the, right, it's the same thing. It's etheric global warming. So we have to look at everything completely differently.
Mm.
So we just can't think. It's like, well, right after Labor Day, why not? We can't, there are
right.
no rules anymore. There are no rules. So even with energy, there are no rules. So stuff like this is going to happen. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we do, speaking of weather patterns, well, we do have
Lolita, Lolita just texted something, so let me just jump in, and then I want to hear what you have to say. She said, she just texted, she said, there's residual until 9th of October. Well, well, thank you, residual. Boom. Take a shower, residual. Damn. Residue. Shoot. Get some Windex. Go ahead with the weather patterns.
Well, hand raised, and it's Tessa, and I know she's down on the coast in Georgia, unless she's gone upwards. There's a hurricane happening.
Matthew, everybody's talking about Matthew.
Yeah. Good morning, Tessa. Good morning.
So, Tessa, is the area that you're at going to be affected?
Yes, my mom is paying more attention to me than I am because I don't like to scare myself. So, but she was saying that she's trying debating whether we're gonna go to Douglas to my sister's house, which is like an hour and a half away from here, or to she don't know where to wait out because they were saying like the eye of the storm is gonna be placed somewhere else, so it won't be as bad as they thought it was going to be, but
right.
I don't know what we're going to do. We're waiting on my stepfather. He still had to go to work today, so we're waiting for him to get off of work, and then I guess we're going to decide what we're going to do then. But this is new to me. I've never had to evacuate, go anywhere. So
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not going to stress myself. I'm just going to move whatever my mom says. I'm going to roll.
Let her be in charge. Take advantage. Take advantage of the clause in the contract that as long as you're alive, I can revert back to yes, Mama. So you could always revert to let her run the show.
Yes.
And whatever she needs
you
to do, do it, and you'll hunker down, and it will be fine.
It was most of that. For some reason, I'm not really. I guess worried as much
as she was
saying, her biggest thing is like, here in Savannah, it's like trees, like everywhere.
Right.
I don't mean like little
big trees, right?
Skinny trees. It's like big, thick trees. So she's more worried about, because our house is surrounded by some big trees too. So that's what she's more worried about is us staying here because the last little tropical storm that came through, it broke a couple branches off, like big branches off the tree in our backyard. And she was like, these winds are going to be, half, like more than those. And so those like 45, I think this is supposed to be like up to like 80 or 90.
Mm-hmm.
So she was
mm-hmm.
like, that's what makes her nervous is about the wind and the trees because, it's a bunch of old trees here in Savannah.
Well, what you can do, she can, worry and do whatever because that's normal. But what you can do is really imagine a shield of protection around the house in
mm-hmm.
Savannah. You know what I mean? Like at least that's something proactive and helpful. So there are many meditations and things that you could do, and you don't even have to do a guided one. I think Doreen Virtue has a good one for protection, but you can just do your own and just imagine that, and I'm feeling like it's an angelic thing that's going to be helpful, which is weird. That doesn't come in a lot or often
mm-hmm.
on the show, but that's what's coming in now. So angelic, that it's an angel thing. So ask, call on angelic support. They know who they are.
Okay.
Yeah. And that will at least bolster the energy. And it's interesting how you'll see, like, 10 houses can be affected and one is as if it hasn't been touched. Or that one person that drank and smoked their whole life and the person who's, a vegan drops dead of cancer before the person that's been smoking and drinking the whole, Like, it's so, yeah. So, again, we really can't predict the outcome. And you know what? The outcome's already, it's already written, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're ready. So all you can do is utilize the benefit of free will to invoke and put out that energy of protection for the home, for whatever that your mother is concerned, because that's what you can do as her daughter, is let her feel what she's feeling, let her say, don't disagree with it, don't agree, disagree, whatever, be a neutral party, and then take that information. That's a way of honoring her, too, not to even disagree with it or whatever, just to support her as the matriarch, and then take what her, she's concerned about and ask for energetic support, etheric help.
Yeah, you're right. Because last night I had a dream about, it was crazy. It wasn't like I was in the flood or whatever, but it was like, a map or something. Like I was looking down, like an interactive map or something, and it was just showing like where like the flood waters would go or something. And then, like after that point, it's like I just like snapped to like another point in the dream that, well, that's the point that I remember. And like I was like in like a very wooded area, like a jungle-ish area, and I was getting ready to meditate, and then somebody interrupted me, like talking to me or something. But I was getting ready to meditate, but it just felt like calmness. Like if, even if it's gonna like flood here or something, I don't think it's gonna be like anything out in the normal for Savannah. Like, because they always get, from what my mom tells me, like they always get floods and stuff like that when it rains real heavy here.
Right.
So I just think that it's just, I guess people preparing, like, to be in the house for a couple of days or something.
Yeah, yeah, you get the water, get the food, get the... Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because the energy that I'm getting from the little bit of the dream that you described, it really is symbolic of a paradigm shift, 3D to 5D.
Hmm.
So it's not so much literal, but you went from the flood to the woods, where in a flood, you're really out of control. It's just wherever the current's going to take you, you might swallow water, you might have to stop yourself from drowning. There's fear, there's this, that, you know. And in a wooded area or the jungle, that is full of life, activity. And it's interesting because you said you wanted to meditate and then you were interrupted. Right?
Yeah, somebody came and interrupted it.
Right, but do you see how in that shift, that in the environment of the woods, where you can really, you can ground yourself, it's very earthy, you know, it's being interrupted by external forces that are less important, because I'm sure the, do you remember how you felt when you were interrupted, you wanted to meditate, somebody interrupted, do you remember the feeling?
I wasn't annoyed, but I was like ready for him to go away.
Exactly,
like, okay,
because that's showing you how aligned you are. Because we have to deal with the chaos of the world. So being interrupted to meditate is symbolic of kind of like the circumstances that we are faced with. You know, where.
Mm-hmm.
We have to deal with certain conditions and certain mandates that are in our path for whatever it is that we have to learn in this lifetime, in this form, on this planet. It's still deep. You still got to pay rent. So that interruption to me is like the interruption of like the day-to-day world that we're kind of, oh, thanks, gift with purchase. Like, I didn't want this on the cleaning counter. I don't like that color, but yeah, gift with purchase. Thank you. Right? So.
Yes, that's a great explanation.
Right? Can I
but that's
this
what
out?
It kind of is. Like,
right. That's what it was.
Like, can I get something else? I don't really know what
exactly.
This color is.
Stuck in the situation. Right. So the interruption, yeah, and I'm not surprised that you weren't annoyed or anything. It was just like, okay, you know, it's like this is what I want to do, but this is what's on my plate. This is what I have to deal with. And that's a very mature, evolved response, maybe in a prior dream, it would have gone really left. But in this dream, it didn't. So that's showing you your progress.
Mm.
So there you go. So since we have you, Yeah, and I feel like it's the, you know, the storm will be what it is, but I feel that you guys are all doing your due diligence and that everything's going to be okay.
That's, I'm hopeful. So, I'm like you said, I'm going to do the, I'm definitely going to do a meditation about protecting the homes and the cars and stuff like that. But I pull, like, when I be doing my oracle pullings or whatever, like, a lot of times I pull the card. It's a card that always comes up saying, like, I'm protected. And, like, that means, like, my friends, my family, my homes and stuff. Like, so I'm at peace with that. So I'm not really worried.
Yeah, it's literally weathering the storm. Literally.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so if you'd like, we can pull a message for you and see
mm-hmm.
where that takes. Okay, so I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay.
And the number is 726. Here's your message. When your intentions are pure and for the highest good, also express and carry them out, leading by example instead of a misunderstood agenda. And I really like that for this case, because a misunderstood agenda would be like panicking. There's a story, like Chicken Little. The sky is falling, the sky, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this I think really applies to the situation. I'll read it again. When your intentions are pure and for the highest good, also express and carry them out, leading by example instead of a misunderstood agenda. 726.
Well, the way the energy flows from here is the seven is this discernment and an understanding of the situation. So you're not in the middle of it freaking out, but you kind of have an objective viewpoint of what's happening. So that's that seven. Seven also indicates a lot of the inner work that you've been doing just for you, not necessarily because of a hurricane, but the work that you've always been doing, how you mm-hmm. apply that to these kinds of situations. Because, you know, weather is weather, you know, I guess you could track it and you can kind of adapt to it, but, you know, you're not going to be like, I'm going to change the weather. I don't want to live there anymore. I'm going to move, you know, during hurricane season, I'm going to move. So we don't always have those options, right? So the storm, some people would just call it just a storm, right? Just, you know, it's just something that happens. So for you to understand that your environment, whatever happens in your environment, doesn't have to rock you so much that you don't remember who you are. That seven is a reminder of that. So the seven that is bridged with this six by the number two, the two is that that receptive influence, that helpful influence, that cooperative influence. So these two numbers, seven and six, are connected by this willingness to understand and to somehow be of service, right? But the two numbers, seven and six, can also, you know, you can look at them as being kind of at odds with each other. But this is saying, no, take that inner understanding, and as it integrates within you, and as you, you know, make your decisions, this, on the other side, ends up being something that helps other people. That six is about that love and support of the community. It's very personal. This is saying the inner work that you've been doing is going to be the influence for people around you. You don't even have to direct it necessarily, right? You don't have to be like, I'm here to save you. Everyone just calm down.
Uh-huh.
Not even that. It can be as gentle as just your presence. Gentle but powerful. So you can definitely work that however you want. But like that message starts off with, it's about the intentions, the pure intention. So the inner work is crucial. Because it's gonna show everyone how you show up, whether you're even trying to show that part or not. You know, like there are people who are just always calm, or who not that they don't worry, or they're like, you know, inside like, I hope everything works out. They got fingers crossed, but they have this calmness about them because they understand what is within their power to influence and what isn't. So they're not wasting their energy. Think of it as wasted energy when people start to panic, because it's a definite sense of I don't know what to do, and so you know we're all gonna die. That kind of flailing bit. That's a powerful influence, but it doesn't help anything. So you know you can ride out any kind of weather, but do you have a sense of self and a sense of peace, and can you generate that for yourself without expecting everyone else to do the same? Because you know that you can't make it happen for them. But you can influence them. And that presence can be very, very calming. So you don't need a room full of everyone freaking out. If you have that one person, who's going to have more of an impact? You know, at some point, all that noise is going to die down, and people are going to be exhausted from their own exertions. And they'll see that one person who's had, you know, had a sense of peace about them the whole time. And that is the calming aspect. So I got an image of how we feel like when we're younger and things happen, and then our parents try to keep it together for the kids. The kids won't get all crazy.
Right.
So that's now that you're grown up as well, so you got, you know, your mother is doing what she needs to do because she's lived there. There's the thing about living on the coast. You end up understanding what has to happen, and you can kind of judge – you know, well, if it does get kind of crazy, I've got provisions here, and you know, we've prepared as best we can. And there's a point where you can't. There's a point of no return. Like you can't just get out into the weather now. There's no need to do that. You stay. You stay and you hunker down and you figure it out. So she has this level of experience being there, and you have an inner level of experience of being calm or knowing what you can do for you. And that can be very helpful for both of you.
And it was just like the message, too. I had a conversation last night with my friend, and I was telling him, I was like, we were talking about our natal charts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying how I had a friend who did a past life oracle card reading on me, and she was just saying, like, some of the places that I was associated with was, like, Egypt and Greece and stuff like that. And she feels like maybe it was like a medicine woman type thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why I'm afraid to practice it now in this lifetime, with like fears connected to, you know, being like burned at the stake or, you know, persecuted for, you know, for that. And I was just telling him, you know, that's why sometimes I don't go around, but, I'm getting into reading oracle cards. You want me to read for you or something? So I don't go around telling people that. And I said, but it's something sometimes I want to share more of. But I don't, you know, I guess with the fear of, like, people, you know, looking at me strange or thinking that, you know, I'm practicing, you know, some black magic, like voodoo type stuff or,
evil
stuff. Like, I don't want people to think, because it's not nothing or anything like that. It's like to give gentle guidance.
That makes
much
sense.
To be like a better person.
Yeah, resistance has been your big issue.
Yeah, so she was saying, like, you know, the only way to do it is like with this message, it's like with the storm, it's like to go through it. Like, you just gonna have to,
right,
like, get out there and do it. And, you know, what's gonna happen is, you know, people gonna see your shift in your life. And, you know, they'll come to you. Like, you're not going to have to, you know, get people, come here. Like, people are going to, you know, naturally gravitate towards you because, like, with the calmness, with the, you know, the natural calmness, not freaking out about things, you know. And that's why I was telling him, and he was like, well, I don't think it's weird at all. Like, I was looking at our natal chart. We have, like, half our chart is the same months and houses, and I'm still learning it, so I'm like, is this normal? Like, are you, like, what's going on here? So, I don't know, he's just like, you know, just do it, like, you know, when you figure out yourself, like, everything else will fall in place. So it's not about you.
Oh, it's,
you know,
true. It's so true. It's exactly why we ended up on the radio. So.
And, yeah, and you guys are a good example. I remember your story, you telling me, like, how you, like, you know, basically was in the closet. Like,
I did not, literally in the closet. I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it at all. But I had to, because it would make me sick if I didn't. I don't want to do it. I thought, I don't have time for this. You know, but doing the show actually creates more time, because I am always activating the energy and the confidence that comes with, you know, practicing your craft, so to speak, for, you know, 6 years, next week, 2 weeks, whatever, this month, for 6 years, we'll do something. You know, but you have to start somewhere, and trust me, it's not cute. In my case, it was really not cute.
And that's why I think I keep breaking out with this. When I was a teenager, and I'll leave after this, I was a teenager, I used to get these rashes on my neck all the time.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, it just started back again. Like, I cannot get rid of this, like, a little rash that's on both sides, and it's not from it, because I haven't wore any type of necklace or jewelry.
No, because that's not what it is. Those are the energy
saying
we're gonna get your attention.
I'm like, why won't you just go away?
Because they're not gonna go away.
So
they're gonna find ways to get your attention.
And I just remember as a kid having that, teenager, like, people are like, what is that? What is wrong with your neck? And I guess that's the feeling I get, like, with the with the readings and stuff, like, people, what is that? What's wrong with
you? Well, you can't control anything.
This,
you know what? You could just make it as simple as, why she got that head wrap on? Why she wear, you know what I mean? Why she paint like that? That's the law of free will. You have to accept the law of free will.
Oh, gosh, I have to, because I want this ranch to go.
You'll never leave the house.
I know.
You know what I mean? But it's serving a great purpose, Tessa. It's serving the best. It's serving the purpose that you want it to serve. Because it keeps you right where you are. So you're using it magnificently. There you go. It's serving a great purpose. I'm not going to be too tough, because, you know, there's a storm brewing. But do you follow me? It's doing serving a magnificent purpose. So when you are ready, nothing, no judgment. When you're ready, then the purpose will no longer need to be served as beautifully as it is. You know, you're really making what other people think more important than what you're about, because it serves that purpose. Because I don't really think it's about what other people think. Because once you take that step, there's no turning back. Trust me, Elisa and I know. So when you're ready, you're ready. And you're on your own timeline. But don't beat yourself up. Just know exactly what it is that you're doing. But it's not about other people. So. Oh, she's not saying nothing now.
I'm just sitting here thinking. But you're right. I'm definitely have some things to journal about and meditate on today.
And take your time. You know, when you're ready, you're ready. But instead of overwhelming yourself about what other people are going to think, it's what can I do to feel more ready? Because at least there's some dominion. You're not in the flood of your dream. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the flood of your dream, but you're going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. Did you see the MatCom video that Elisa and I mentioned lately on the show? I think it's called Feel Good Now.
Mm-hmm. I watched it. I need to watch it again.
Yeah, you need to watch that again. So you can tell yourself, boy, I'm doing really good with blaming other people for, like, my resistance. That, yeah, way to go. I'm doing great with that. I'm doing really good doubting myself and feeling that resistance. It really is the first step to take. And that frees you up. When you do that feel good now, way to go. And it's not cynical, actually. There's a joy to it. I did really well having that argument with that friend I don't want to talk to anymore. I did great. So that
yeah,
would
I'm
be...
Yeah, that's my homework today. I'm watching
that,
this video,
video
again.
Okay. Just receive it. Just receive
will.
It. Yeah, because you're drowning in the flood of resistance by putting so much energy on how you're going to be perceived. That's something you can't control. The same way you can't control the weather. It's a different kind of weather, the perceptions of others. So in the same way that you would know logically that it would be absurd to blame yourself for a cloudy day, it's absurd for you to feel a certain type of way because someone didn't appreciate the fact that you're doing a reading. You know, and most people in my life, not because I'm trying to keep it secret, but it's really a reflection of people don't really care past their own interests, don't know that I'm on the air 3 times a week for 6 years now and that I do readings. They know I give great advice. I wonder why. But they don't know this part of me because they haven't taken the time to really go deep with me. Okay. I don't care. And if it comes out, it comes out. And when it comes out naturally, and there's just a handful that know that I do it, and even you know, the handful of those, half of them don't care. It's really kind of funny. Half of them don't even ask, oh, how's the radio show going? Doesn't occur to them. Cool. I'm so okay with that. I'm so okay to out myself right now. It's really kind of funny because before I wasn't like that. So I really understand what you're saying. And now I could care less who knows what I'm doing. I wasn't ready for it, especially in my other life, because it's semi-public-ish, not really, but it could be. But I could care less now. Who knows? Oh, she does a radio show. Yeah, like they would even take the time to listen to it. And if they did, like, okay, so maybe you'll learn something. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm not doing it for any other reason but to grow, evolve, and serve. And hang out with my girl. You know? So you'll get there.
I will.
Yeah, you'll get there. Look at that.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Yes, girl. And
welcome.
Good luck with the weather and everything over there. And, yeah, you're doing great. You really are. So you want to get out of the flood and onto the earth. That's what your dream's telling you. There's a jungle of beautiful possibilities out there for you. And then when you go from the jungle, you go into the rainforest. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's part of the path. You have to go through the jungle to get to the rainforest where it's healing and it's lush and it's beautiful. Do you follow? So it's stages.
Mm-hmm.
It's stages. What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I thought you were.
I wasn't.
Okay. All right, darling. Well, hang in there. See that video again. And give us an update. If you're able to call us on Sunday, give us an update. Let us know how you guys did with the weather and everything.
Okay, I will.
All right, baby.
All right.
Talk to you guys later. Love
all
you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye. Hang in there.
Love you.
Bye. Love you, girl.
All right, we got a couple more hands raised.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to our friend Lolita.
What's up?
I love it. He's like, there's residual. I love that we get that. We get like the weather forecast. Well, there's there's a cold front of residual Mercury retrograde energy through the night. He's like, she's gonna be like a weather girl. And now, to the lovely Lolita for the weather forecast.
I just had to share that with you. You know,
I'm so glad you did because I'm like, okay, there's something going on.
I realized that last night. And
what happened?
When I saw, I was listening to something and I saw something, the residuals to the ninth. I'm like, oh, no wonder why there's a little residual that hasn't totally left yet.
That's for damn sure. I literally put my headset on. It like broke in. You should see what I look like now. I look so sad. It like broke in two pieces in my hands. And I'm like, really? So funny. That is really funny. I'm like, nah, okay. So that's actually very that's very comforting in a weird kind of way to hear. So thank you for texting that to me and for letting us know now. So what's happening with you, my love?
Nothing. I guess that's just like a message.
Oh, sure. And, we are having conversation. I should know, hopefully, in the next day or so, if we're going to gear up to visit you guys in Atlanta early next year. Yep.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I know! And to take my son to meet your roommate is going to be, like, iconic. So I guess the thing is, I would assume that those dates would be good with Adam.
We're good, Liz.
Okay, girl. All right. She's like, be quiet. Take my message. Okay, I'm ready with no message. She's like, yeah, I got you. I'm mad you're not staying in my house. I'm like, okay. I understand. All right, I got you. So I'm ready. I'm ready when you are. No music for Weather Girl Lolita.
Pick.
Okay. 717 is the number. I love how she laughs. When you identify how trauma affected your energy field, then you can be tender with yourself as the healing begins and the damage dissolves. That's deep. I'm glad you picked it because I need to hear that message for myself. I'm going to read it again. When you identify how trauma affected your energy field, then you can be tender with yourself as the healing begins and the damage dissolves. 717. And you're really good about facing your stuff head on. I think that's interesting. 717.
We've already talked about the sevens, and you know, it's basically the sevens are surrounding the one being you. So this is, I like it because it's already talking about stuff that you've been doing. I mean, you're the one that brought James to our radar as far as that type of work that can be done and the different modality is not just that he works with you on, but that you are like developing yourself and Adam, as well. So there are, I feel like you've asked a lot of these questions for yourself and you've been getting the help. You have acupuncturists, you have all these different outlets, people that have been helping to answer some of your questions. And so for you, when I look at this number sequence with the sevens on either side of the one, this is saying the work, the inner work you do is definitely aided by other by other people, but you're also passing that along. So now you're like not only being a student or someone who's learning, but you're also a teacher, in that sense. So it's showing me as someone that you've transformed yourself, and yet you're also the same person, but now you have more that you can share with others because you're sharing from your own experiences. And so you've been able to ask your questions, you've gotten the help, you've integrated a lot of these things within you. And yeah, the next step is then to be that person for other people. If they seek you out, you know, if they ask those kinds of questions, the same types of questions that led you to receive other people to help you, that's the cycle that continues. And if you add up all those numbers, it ends up being a six, like a 15, which becomes a six. So this is also about love and this sort of community that comes from that. So this community of healing, and helping, and just, you know, yeah, really helping other people as they want to process their own healing and work with their own ways of doing things. Because gone are the days when someone just said, well, just do this and you should be fine. Like, we have so many questions. Like, how does, like, we want to know how it works. Or like, I had a reading yesterday and she was wonderful. She's like, well, you know, she's had a lot of questions. Like, well, why? There's always a question of why. So followed then by how. So when you know the why, then you want to know how. Like, how do I fix it? Why am I broken? How do I fix it? And after a while, those types of questions will become different. I mean, it will be different in nature. I think it ends up being more of, well, now I know, like, I've identified it. And then, you know, what now? It's like, what do I want to do? Not how do I fix it or why is this happening to me? But like, no, so what is it that I want to do? With this information, what do I want to do? What do I want to create? And how do I turn this around? Is a slightly different question, right? But the nature of the questions start to become a little more elevated than what we started off with.
Because it's like a solution-oriented question.
Yes, yes. Because you're not helpless. You know that when we ask a lot of our questions early on, it's because we just say, I mean, I really don't know. And so in a way, that's good because maybe you be receptive to hearing some possibilities. But ultimately, the work is still on you, right? You still have to decide, you know, what your next steps are going to be. And sometimes the nature of the questions that you ask will indicate the path you're going to take. And some people just aren't there to that point where they're like, well, what can I do with it? You know, because they're still afraid. There's still fears. There's still, you know, fear of the unknown and honestly fear of, you know, I don't even know what that means to be successful. So they're still like in their comfort zone, even though some of the questions are a little uncomfortable, they're still kind of staying in their comfort zone. But you know it's going to change at some point. It's just, you know, there's no timeline on that. But it's just seeing how evolution, whether it happens, you know, really quickly or really slowly, things are still changing. The more people continue to ask their questions. So I think when you ask questions, at least there's a part of you that's receptive to hearing something, even if it's not something you're particularly, you can grasp yet. So sometimes we get answers, we get all kinds of answers, and we just miss a lot of them because we just don't understand. We don't even understand that. Like, you know, it's not as clear cut, the things that happen energetically, until we, you know, go around the block a few times and realize, oh, that's what that was. You know, that's what that rash was. Right? That's what that, you know, the rash on the neck, I'm thinking of Tessa, or, you know, that's why I had this happen. And it was just waiting for something to break through, waiting for some type of acknowledgement and making a connection that's deeper than, oh, a bug bit me. or I was wearing some type of necklace. It goes a lot deeper than that. We can start making some of these connections, but as we continue to ask these questions and we ask them around different people, we run the risk of people looking at us like, what are you talking about? You're weird. But then you find, you know, one or two or maybe more people that can respond a little differently and say, well, maybe it's not what you think it is. Maybe it's this. Have you thought about that? We have different ways of teaching and guiding other people. but a lot of it is based on what we know and what we've experienced ourselves. So obviously the stuff, Lolita, that you've been going through and you've been learning about and applying in everyday life, that's powerful stuff. That's going to be a big help for a lot of people. And it'll be the people who continue to ask these kinds of questions that will lead them, you know, to you.
So that makes sense in so many ways, because last night when I found out about that Mercury retrograde and residual, I did a little bit of theta healing from somebody, but also she told me to put a love on the number 4 on my storefront to help with the vibration of the number 4.
Oh.
So it's not work. It's all about the love, the inner child, everything. I said, that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to do that today. When I get up, I'll go to the store. I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Good.
That makes sense for what you were talking about the last time that we spoke on the air about the, or maybe it was, I don't even remember. No, I think we were actually talking off the air. I don't remember. It's all the same. But that makes perfect sense about you feeling that just that joy, even if it's in between customers at work or what have you. So I think that's a wonderful continuation of that thread that we were talking about, that you got that message, that information. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. I think that's perfect.
No, it's definitely perfect. I mean, so I definitely get it, you know, on the whole overall, you know, this is a process, you know. It's like a store that's, you know, like, you know, I laid down, like she said, I laid down the foundation. I got it going. It's just now about finding the joy in it every day. And like
right.
Elisa said, and, you know, helping me with the numbers aspect. But to be able to know that there's a solution, like she had talked to me off air one time, and just knowing that we can do things to help with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing.
It's
and so
fabulous.
Yeah, you're right. Your questions are different as you do evolve.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very good.
Yeah. Cool beaners.
Yeah.
On that note,
Weather Girl Lolita, we were just lullified once again with the weather report. So.
Oh, here you go. Well, very cool.
Yeah, we'll have
great
a wonderful
talking
day.
To you guys.
Oh, we always
call.
Love hearing from you. So, love to you guys.
I love y'all taking my call.
Of course.
Yeah.
Keep quiet. All right. Bye, gorgeous.
Bye.
Thanks for taking
See
my call.
See you later.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay, bye.
Bye.
That always cracks me up on these call-in shows. Thanks for taking my call. Well, what are they going to do? Like, they're going to take a call.
Well, you know, there are some people that we don't get to the call. You know, sometimes that happens.
That's true.
That's true, you know. And actually, the other caller did not stay on the line, so it's okay.
It's probably the person that was trying to call in on Tuesday.
I think it's a different number. I was looking at it like, oh, man, I hope not. But, yeah, it's a different number. So I did do a reading. It was a reading that was it was gifted to this person from some people that always tend to get readings from me. So
cool.
I really enjoyed it. It actually lasted a lot longer as we were just really sitting and talking. And I lose all track of time when I do my readings.
Oh,
which,
I get that. Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like, it's supposed to only be an hour, but anyway, like, you know, 3 hours later. But I really got a lot out of it. And this is someone I'm hoping at some point she may have a chance to listen in. She's here in Atlanta. I'm hoping she'll have a chance to listen in. But she was describing stuff like just physical symptoms that she's had over the years. She can't sleep. She doesn't know why she can't sleep
oh,
really well. You know, migraines, you know, ongoing things. And I'm like, stuff is trying to come through you. Like you're
yep.
just, yeah. I said, you know, I have a co-host. She had a lot of symptoms that
yep.
are similar, and she's, yeah. So she's very very busy woman, and didn't want to deal with any of this stuff. And
nope.
just at some point, she's like, she had to. So I said, I don't know.
I don't, because I don't know you. But that's when stuff is, you just don't have any way to explain it, and you may go to the doctor and it's like, well, I can't find anything wrong. But it's continuing and it's having an impact. And I'm like, something is just waiting for you to come through. And she's someone who's very much in her head. She's very analytical, and always asking why, and very structured. And you know, she's a fitness trainer, you know, so she gets into, she understands like the benefits of getting into a routine, and then also knowing when to change it up. And so I'm like, you know, there are, she keeps asking questions and asking questions and asking questions. And I'm like, at some point, you have to take a breath and not ask the question anymore. Mm-hmm. And at some point, there has to be a time for you to receive some of these answers. And I said, you know, maybe you're not at that point yet, and that's okay. Because, you know, you want to have these results. She's very results-oriented. And she's, you know, most upset because she doesn't feel like she's getting any results from her own inner questioning. And I said, at some point, you know, you're asking a lot of questions and you're expecting an answer to come from the outside. And that's just not how it's really going to work. Like, you can get advice from people like me and anyone else who just, you know, wants you to do well. And that's all good and well. You know, that's it is. It's nice. It's helpful. It's supportive. But until you own it and own your own answers, it really won't make much of an impact. You know,
I could just tell from
that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so like that knowingness. Like, you know, when you know what you know, that knowingness is what's going to click. And I can't make that click for you. You know, and so sometimes maybe it's just being in the right environment, that, you know, so that it'll open up a little bit more. But other than that, I said, things are going to change. And even the way you talk about yourself and to yourself is going to be different. I mean, it was a really, really good reading.
I enjoyed meeting her.
Yeah. And she's so incredibly hard on herself. You know,
of course she is.
Really, really hard on herself. I'm like, I get it. But,
yeah, I can tell just you talking about her, like, oh, yeah, I can feel it. Like, And I'm getting the letter B. I don't know if there's somebody in this person's life or someone's past but I'm getting a B name. So I don't know if you can follow up with her and ask, but that was coming in as you were talking about her. A B name. I don't know if it's a Bob or a Barb or.
Well, Bob is one of the friends who gifted her. He's one of my
Thank
friends.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob.
It was Bob. I couldn't tell if it was Bob or Barb. I didn't get Barbara. I got like a one syllable B name. Bob. Okay. Well, then that confirms that's the person we're talking about. Yeah. Thank you. Tell her. She better call on the show. Hello. Yeah. That was confirmed. I'm like, Bob? Really? Okay. So I wasn't sure of that. So, but yeah, Bob, Barb, let me just say B to be on the safe side. But yeah, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob the Builder. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So you just pass on that little message from me, and this is a perfect time for us. Unless anybody needs us, we can sign off. You tell me.
No, we're good.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, yes, that's what's going on. And it's just like me. It's like, really? This is so not my profile. Are you kidding me? I feel you. All right, so if you need to get a hold of us, you're going to have to do your own show. If you have to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Great show as always. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Love you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Love you.
Bye.
Tell me something good. like you.